with the University of Illinois Extension Service. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Out in the field day today, huh?
We are. We had just the slightest of rains last night that is holding folks out, at least for the morning. So we took advantage of that and sharing some of our plots that are still in the field.
Well, how do the crops look? Are we going pretty good, looking pretty good out there? You are in the middle of harvest?
Harvest is well underway here, even in northern Illinois. We had the chance to start probably about 10 days ago, for the most part. And to our surprise, the moisture on the corn is below 15 in most cases. It's dropped all the way down to 13.5 in some cases. So our farmers are going hot and heavy. They can't decide whether to get the corn out or switch over to beans.
Well, if that corn is that dry, that's got to be really early for you guys, doesn't it?
It really is. It's a rarity that we start before October 1, and there's a good chunk of the crop that really is already out. They're going to it, and when you don't have to dry the corn, that speeds things up just a little bit.
So, how are they? Is it any lodging or any ear droppage at all?
We've been telling our growers to be concerned about some lodging and some stalk strength issues. For the most part, despite some pretty good winds coming through, we're hearing pretty good reports. The crop is standing well. One of the surprises, Chuck, is at least for some of the varieties, almost every stalk or almost every leaf seems to still be on the plant. So we're running a lot of material through the combine, but we seem to be doing well nonetheless.
Well, how are we talking about material going through the combine? How's the yield going?
So we've had reports. I've been involved in several variety trials so far where we've ranged from about 160 up to 220. But I guess if I were to generalize, almost everyone is pleased with their yield. Pleasantly surprised, I guess, would be a better term. Despite the dry weather, parts of our area had it's coming in better than expected. So lots of 190, 200, 200-plus corn. When I talk to some of the growers down in central Illinois, it goes up dramatically from that. So I tend to doubt every time the USDA comes out and gives yield projections, and once again, they may actually be right, and I'm wrong.
So you're talking over 200 bushel average then, possibly.
They're suggesting Illinois is going to be at 214. So they may very well be right.
So that 14 million bushels may be about right then, huh?
We need more grain, don't we, Chuck?
Yeah, I know. You guys, what about the beans? Are they doing well?
So I think some of the soybean is a little bit below what was hoped for. Again, in central Illinois, we're hearing 70s and 80s. Closer to this part of the state, we're in that anywhere from 55 to 65 range. But I would say at this point in time, there's more corn out than there is soybean, although quite a few folks have switched over to soybean in just the last couple of days.
What happened with the beans? Didn't you get that late spurge on those beans? Did it start maturing too early or what?
You know, there has been a little bit of concern about how dry the beans are. And I'm actually standing in one of our soybean fields now. We've got absolutely mature pods. We've got dry beans and just a fair amount of green stem. So these fields aren't giving up the soybeans easily. They're making the combines work for it. And that's never, as your farmers know, that's never a fun harvest process. The beans are ready.
But isn't that kind of the way the breeding is going? The stems are still green while the seed is drying down to 12-11% sometimes?
You know, we seem to see it with more regularity now, and I've been told by some of the breeders that it's a more of an environmental issue. I'm having a hard time determining when it shows up and when it does, when it doesn't. It's to look here and see the number of green leaves in the field I'm standing in. You would think you would never pull in here with a combine, but, you know, honestly, if you grab a few pods and pop it open, these beans are ready to go.
So the way it looks is your beans are going to be a little less than maybe what you anticipated, and your corn are quite a bit more, huh?
I think at least in our part of the state where it was, we were dry and we thought we'd have more of a yield decrease, we seem to be surprised. I don't think we're going to match the rest of the state as far as our bean yield, but again, soybeans have a tendency to prove me wrong on occasion.
Well, I guess that the way to look at it, the commodity prices, if you had the choice to have more beans or more corn, you might want the corn anyway.
You know, one of the big conversations we had even this morning with some of the growers here, one of our speakers threw out the question that I'm sure everyone is thinking about, what are you going to grow next year? What are your plans? So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, some are saying that there's going to be more wheat. We keep talking about this, and I know you guys have some out there, not a lot, but I think around here we're going to see some. We got more winter wheat going in, but I think spring wheat might have a potential around here. But you guys, did you have much winter wheat go in at all out there?
We really didn't, and we've seen I've seen a few fields go in this fall. We just passed our Hessian fly-free date, so really this past week is when we would first start putting wheat in. You know, for us, we just don't have that ready market for wheat that you probably have. So it's been a while since many of our growers have grown wheat. It'll be interesting to see if that acreage goes up any.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to go more corn, or are they going to hang pretty close to where they are, even with the tariffs on that bean?
Well, at least the farmers who joined us this morning, it was pretty much a consensus. Several of them had stayed with their same rotation this year. Several had actually increased their bean acres, but almost to a farmer, they're probably going to have more corn if you were to ask them today, next year than this year.
Well, but if the tariffs, we get that trade figured out, you might be just the opposite.
You know what? That I think if we could consistently get $10 beans or a little above, I think that would absolutely change the mind.
Well, if we get that trade agreement, I'm sure it's going to jump above that. So, well, Dennis, Russ, I appreciate you joining me. Dennis, I don't know where that come from. But anyway, Russ, it's only Wednesday. Anyway, thanks for joining me. Have a good trip. Have a good tour out there. And we'll talk to you later and maybe see how those bean yields are going.
I think we'll finish up pretty fast. I hope it drums out for you and your farmers.
Well, we hope so. It's sun shining today, so that's nice. Anyway, Russ, thank you very much for joining me. Have a good day. That's Russ Higgins, who's the ground.